Good morning out there in radio land. Welcome to A Voice of the People here live on WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of the People. Today is July the 13th of 2023. Believe it or not, 193 days have passed, and there remains 172 days left in the remainder of the year. My phone is dinging for some type of reason. I have no clue. But anyway, like I said, 172 days remain. Hey, and it's still nice outside. Sun still shining. Still time to take that vacation you had planned to take but haven't had the time. Make time for the things that are important to you. You won't have to look back and say, well, I wish I had done that when I had the time and opportunity and the money. So you have it now, so get busy. Make your plans. Okay, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Now, when you get on that address in the web, scroll down to the black bar, white arrow, just click on there, scroll down a little further. There are many talk show programs broadcasted in the past from all who have come through WWGH, and take advantage of some of the shows that were pre-recorded. You're talking about 9 years of recorded talk radio. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Now, once you download TuneIn, please go to the search bar and type in WWGH. Now, this is a free app. Or you can call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 for any questions or if you would like to make any comments. Now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist of LLC, 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio, phone 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, July the 15th, at the above-mentioned address. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please share this information with those you know have need of free produce and take advantage of it yourself. Last but not least, Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools and North Union County Elementary Schools. This is a faith-based program. They are now taking names and making sure that you will get a registration form in advance by calling 740-262-0939, or you can wait till open house at your local schools and pick up registration form there, and you will be able to talk with the instructors and teachers helpers that will be helping at your schools where your students attend. So if you're interested in that program, please write down this number, 740-262-0939. And I'd like to say thank you for those of you who listen faithfully. Thank you for your support and your continued support, I put it that way. And not only that, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it is titled, Busy People. How many of us use that excuse? Busy people. I'm busy. I don't have time for this. I can't go over there. We live in the age of busy. Busy people not only do a lot, they think a lot. The origins of busy are mental. Mental tiredness is a symptom of the self going against the grain of the truth about the self. Being lost in thought, thinking constantly about things to do, what's been done, what could have been done, what was done wrong, what should have been done but wasn't, what others did, are doing, should do, must do, is not only tiring but a brilliant way to waste energy. I'm sure we all have been there, wasting much energy. If you would learn to meditate and thereby turn the eye of your attention and awareness within, if you would let your mind be quiet and allow your being to be still, you would rediscover as without, so within. You would realize outer space is but a reflection of inner space. Both are vast and infinite spaciousness. Got kind of out of my thinking that last two sentences. But now I turn my attention to my guest today, Glenn Coble. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to see you. I guess you made it through the 4th of July, right?
I did make it through the 4th of July. I enjoyed the 4th of July, except at nighttime when my dog went crazy from all the fireworks going off around the house.
They tend to not like that, right?
Boy. And we have, I don't think there's anybody that lives within a block of me that doesn't have a dog. So they were all going crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too
but
bad.
4th of July is a time to celebrate a lot of things. Being a veteran, I celebrate it maybe a little more somberly than some people that were not, because I do know some people that didn't make it.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think of them. I have several friends that are missing parts of their limbs because of Vietnam, basically.
Right, independence.
But, yeah.
Yes.
But I had a good 4th of July. I enjoyed it. I went out to the I didn't go on the 4th. I went the day before out to the fair.
Okay.
And enjoyed that.
Well, good.
Yeah, I like walking up and down the Midway and having people come up and say, "You're running for mayor."
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
People recognize your face.
Well, I had my shirt on.
Oh,
it said Coble for mayor.
All right, nothing wrong with that. You got to get it out there one way or the other.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow.
As a matter of fact, I'm sponsoring this next month here on this station. And so you'll hear a lot of me.
Okay.
I have to write my ads tonight before I come back tomorrow to do
them. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
As you know, I was on this station for about 3 years, and I really enjoy you and Scott and virtually everybody that works here is a good person.
Of course.
I'd like to see it continue to do well.
Okay, same here. Wow, welcome back.
Thanks.
Welcome back.
That saying that you had, it was kind of interesting about putting your mind at peace. One thing about retirement, at first when I retired, I was angry.
Really?
I was angry because I didn't know what to do. I was not really angry, I was just, what in the world am I going to do? Just sit around the house?
Right, right.
And I got so upset that I went and talked to a psychiatrist about 3 or 4 times. And she said to me, "You need to get out of the house. You need to find something to do."
True.
And so that's what I did, and it really turned my anger, or it wasn't really anger, it was just frustration of what to do. It turned that around into something positive.
Well, great.
Yeah, that's great. When I started running for state representative, I guess. Actually, that's when I came here and started working here. Yeah.
You have to have something to do.
Yeah.
You can't go most of your life, and majority of your life, being busy, getting up, having already an agenda already set for you, like going to work, coming home. You know what to do when you get home, but what about all those hours, like 8 hours to 10 to 12 hours that you were, you know, it was fulfilled doing something. So you just can't go home and sit and think, now what, right?
Yeah. Well, now, I was not a hard worker. Never was.
Well, good.
I always worked at a steady pace, but I was not one of those people that put my nose to the grindstone and let everybody know how hard I was working.
You was a smart worker.
Well, it's kind of you to say. I was a lazy worker, so I was. But I've been able to, now that I've retired, and I'm starting to figure it out, I like thinking. And I don't read well because I'm slightly dyslexic, and so I don't read. And all my life, I've read things I had to read. You know, you read your textbooks and you read your stuff you have to read. But I didn't like readings. I found out that I did like watching things on television that were educational.
Okay.
And in the past 6 years since I retired, or 7 years, whatever it was, I've been watching a lot of things on World War II, a lot of things on gardening, a lot of things. I've just been learning a lot of stuff. I've even learned some stuff about automobiles that I never thought I'd want to learn, but I have. So,
well, good.
Yeah, you put your mind at rest. Also, it does allow you to absorb more, I think.
Anyway. I think it does, too.
Yeah.
Instead of cramming it with a lot of stuff that's unnecessary.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people ask me about my campaign. Oh, how's it going? You know, and you can tell in their voice they're figuring you're working your tail off.
Oh, yeah.
I usually say, slow. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm able to, because of my age and because of my thought process change, I'm able to say I can do it at my pace.
Okay.
And I'm not going to do it at your pace.
Right.
And, you know, I have a lot of people tell me, oh, you should be doing this and you should be doing that and you should be the... I'm going to be doing what I think I want to do, and if people don't like it, they don't have to vote for me.
True.
And I think a lot of people will find that I probably would be a better mayor because I'm able to sit and think through things rather than shoot my big mouth off.
That may be.
I hope.
Absolutely. And you know, hopefully people don't just blurt things out without thinking because...
Oh, I think most people do.
And that may be true, Glenn. That may be true. Because, you know, a lot of times you can't take to heart what they're blurting out of their mouths, you know, because it doesn't have any fruition to it. It doesn't come to pass. And you're like, well... They said this, and this was a promise during the campaign that they were going to do such and such, you know. And then 4 years go by, and you don't see it, right? Well, what happened to that promise, right?
Yeah,
So, what is your vision for Marion, Ohio?
I think Mayor Schertzer has put us on a great path, along with the city council.
Right.
Or at least several of the members of the city council. They put us on a good path to growing Marion. Our downtown is getting much nicer. We're adding new businesses. They're talking about doing this Dora, which is an area that's cordoned off by certain streets that will be more like what you can do in New Orleans, where you can walk downtown as long as you're sober. You can walk downtown with a glass of wine in your hand and talk to people as you're walking along, and you won't be picked up for public intoxication. I like that idea. Not that I like people getting drunk downtown. I don't think that that's what the intent is.
Right.
And I was at the city council meeting this past week. They talked about, you know, all the cities around us that have DORAs, and I wish I could remember what that stands for, but it's downtown something recreation something or other.
Okay.
But it's an area cordoned off for pleasant, positive things. And all of the major cities around us, Delaware and, well, I'm going to take Delaware because Delaware is pretty pretty close, and people know about Delaware. They have a Dora in Delaware, and they've never had an ounce of trouble with it. It's not like it's a place where everybody goes down and gets drunk and falling down drunk. And stuff. Because if you are, then you can be picked up for public intoxication.
Right.
You have to be good and careful and not drunk. You might have a glass of wine or a glass of beer, but not 15 of them, that type of thing.
Right.
So it's been interesting to watch that. And I think the mayor has done a great job in helping encourage positive growth downtown. If you go downtown, now there are things that people will complain about, the direction of the traffic or the parking or something like that. There are always going to be people that complain, and there's always things to complain about.
True.
But in general, the new, what do they call that? It's like a little stage that they've built in that park downtown.
Founders Park.
Yeah, in Founders Park. I can't remember what they call the stage. Anyway, that's going to be a terrific place for us to have, we have a singing group of men. We have a group of, we have a orchestra in the city. Those will be great opportunities for people to go there and listen and enjoy and relax. We have many new restaurants downtown. We have several places where you can go and get a glass of wine or a glass of beer. We have cleared out, I think at the last count, I think Mayor Schertzer told me they'd cleared out about 500 homes that were falling into disrepair.
Right.
And that's making it look a lot better. There, you can see through downtown now, as opposed to just seeing disheveled old falling down buildings.
Right, right.
And I would like to continue doing that. That's a major thing. Now, I told the mayor when I said I'm going to run, I said, but I don't know anything about being mayor. Mm-hmm. Nor does my opponent, by the way. But he said, don't worry about it. We'll all help you together.
Right.
And you'll get to know what to do soon.
Right.
Now, I've been going to all the city council meetings. That's helped a lot. It's also opened my eyes to how much controversy I might be stepping into. But that's okay. I don't mind
that. It's a process, and it is a part of the process, you know, of getting things done, laying things on the table, and making city council aware of where the people stand in your community. I know you say that you feel that Mayor Schertzer has put us on a positive route, future route, and so you're just looking to build upon what he has already built.
Right.
So what do you think about the overpass situation on South Prospect Street?
I don't like it. I mean, nobody likes it.
It's been like a year, right, already.
I don't know if it's been a whole year, but it's uncomfortable to get around.
Yes.
But it's part of progress, and progress is never easy. And when you're building tons and tons and tons and tons of steel and cement, better take a little while. You don't want all that falling down on people.
Oh, no.
It needs to be done well.
Right.
And it needs to be... I actually kind of liked it. The other day I got stopped by a train and I was able to go over and go the wrong way up the overpass and get over the train. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it does cause some problems downtown. Slowdowns. That intersection there is kind of... You got to be careful.
Yes, you do. It should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
But we should all be careful anyway. And I understand that they're going to cut the speed limit in that one area where they're going to have the Dora on. I think it's on Main Street. They're going to cut it to 15 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, it already has been, but the signs haven't been put up, but it will be soon.
Yeah, because it is slow travel through that part of the downtown area.
Yeah.
I mean, because we only have like two lanes, really.
Right.
Available.
Now, I think all of these things are positive steps. There's always pain with progress. I call myself a progressive, and I know that to progress, I'm going to have to sacrifice a little bit in some places. I won't have it the way I like it perfectly, you know.
True.
But life isn't about me.
No.
It's about us.
It's about us.
And, you know, we're like the little ants. If we don't work together, somebody's going to come along and step on us and knock our house into oblivion.
That's true.
We need to work together. And we don't do that very well at times. And right now, we're not doing it really. We've kind of dug ourselves two trenches. One is right and the other is left. And you don't even look over the trench to see if you're doing the right thing. And I'm going to try to change that. I'm going to try to make sure that the people... I've met a lot of good people on the city council that I didn't know before, that are Republican friends of mine now, mm-hmm. and I'm going to work hard with them.
Right.
I think we need to work with each other, and I think the only way that we can, one of the things I want to talk about today is I truly believe in democracy.
Okay.
And democracy, and this is going to get me into the issue one thing. Democracy in its purest form is one man, one woman, one person has one vote. And unfortunately, we've gotten to the point where certain people with a little bit more money, a little bit more power, mm-hmm. a little bit more name recognition tend to get more than one vote. They tend to get a vote and a half,
yeah.
or maybe two or three votes, and they twist the arms of the people that they feel that they can do, or they offer money to people, you know, that not cash bribes, but, you know, there are a lot of people that, I had a lot of celebrities that played basketball and football from my teams, and it's amazing how different people treat people that they think are going to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson has been told that there's a good chance that he will get drafted next year in baseball. Mm-hmm. He's going to play for North Carolina as a pitcher. And all of a sudden, he got a lot more friends than they had before.
I'm sure.
And the only reason why that is because they think they can hang on to some of that power that he might get, or maybe even a little bit of the financial side of it, you know, that type
of course.
Thing. So, anyway, I'm kind of wandering here, but
those, it all plays a part.
Yeah,
in politics.
And in mayor, if I become the mayor, I'm going to keep all of those things in mind, and I promise you, if you have a complaint, if you, and I don't want to listen to nothing but complaints, but if you have a complaint, come and see me. I'm an easy person to talk to. I had a lady told me the other day, we absolutely disagreed. I was getting my eyes checked up. Mm-hmm. And she asked me if I liked Biden. And I said, I love Biden. I think mm-hmm. he's a great president. And she said, well, I don't like him at all. And I said, well, that's your choice. And that's fine.
Right.
And she said, well, I thought you would be say something about that. I don't really want to Right. disagree with you. It's your choice.
Yes, it
as
is.
Long as you put thought into your choices,
right.
I'll go along with you. But
right.
it's the people that just do it blindly because their next door neighbor told them to do it, you know, that type of thing, that irritate me, but I'm going to leave them alone too. That's their life, not mine. And we can only do what we can do for ourselves and our own life. Yeah.
We all have choices to make in our lives, you know, and if we decide to be with one party or the other, but you know, like I was saying earlier this morning, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, independents, they're all in the same place making rules, laws, regulations, and making our lives what they are today. You know, what we can do, what we can't do. So all these people work together anyway.
I don't know. I assume your listeners know that you're African-American. I'm white. I have friends that are Hispanic. I don't have too many. I don't think I have any Asian friends, but we are better as we talk together, as we work together. If you hang around, if a little old man like me hangs around with nothing but little old white men, I'm not getting stronger. I'm getting weaker.
True.
I think we need to, I have been trying for decades to cultivate my relationships with people other than who I am.
Right.
And I think that's made me a better person. Now, I was lucky. I was brought up as a minister's kid, and my mother absolutely was an inclusionist. She believed everybody was allowed in the Methodist church tent.
Right, should have been. Right.
And we were such a strong church because we had we were right on the edge of what they called the changing neighborhood. You know, that was a bad area because they happened to have a lot of black faces in it. But we were right on that area, and we had a lot of both African-Americans and whites, and we also had, we did have a lot of Asians in that church. We didn't have any Hispanics. The Hispanics, they were in our area, were mainly migrant workers, so they didn't come to church as much. But anyway, I was brought up to include everybody in my life, and it doesn't mean I'm a better person. It just means I was lucky. I got got to not be afraid
right.
of a big black man
right.
or a little Asian man or a woman with an attitude.
Well, that's good. No, you know, that takes away prejudice and
yeah,
being
well,
biased toward other people, you know.
I think we're all prejudiced.
To a certain point,
yeah.
I guess. There's things we like and don't like.
Yeah.
And if you consider that prejudice, then...
Well, and I don't know what your life is like. You don't know what my life is
no.
like. So,
or what I've been through to get to where I am today, right?
Yeah. And I think it's just a matter of learning. Being prejudiced is unlearning some ugliness that the United States has taught us, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a lot of people that are doing that. There are also
a lot of people are changing, yes.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that don't like the change, and
right.
they're fighting it hard.
Right.
But that's cowardice.
Never change.
That's just cowardice.
Well, hey. It's their
or
choice.
Or ignorance.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their choice. It's their choice. So what do you think about marijuana being on a ballot? How would that affect our city if that becomes legal?
I assume, because I'm running for mayor, I shouldn't admit this, but I've done not a lot, but as a younger person, I smoked marijuana. I was an actor, and actors were assumed that you're going to be a little bit on the edge. But it was illegal when I was doing it.
Right.
But
it still is, though, really.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not opposed to it. It's like drinking two glasses of beer. If you can control yourself while doing that sort of thing, that's okay with me. I may not do it.
Right.
I drink a glass or two a week now. I used to drink a lot.
Right.
But I think it's okay. Now, that's one of the things that's kind of a border thing on this issue one that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people ought to look at that issue one very carefully. Make your own choice. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I do want you to get out and vote on it. I know very few people are going to, but I want you to get out and vote on it, and I want you to vote no on issue one, because issue one is one of those things. I talked about democracy earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's anti-democratic. Issue one is wants us to require that we have 60% 60% of the people, or 40% of the people, I'm not going to say this right, it gives more power to certain groups, because you have to have 60% of the people vote something in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, it makes you, it makes it harder for the majority of the people, the 50% plus one group of people, makes it harder for them to make any changes in our government, which is not really where we started as a democracy. Democracy is supposed to be 50 plus one person make the decisions.
Right.
And what it's saying is now they want to change it so that 60% of the people have to say yes. And it's basically, and I don't care where you stand on abortion, but it's driven by quite often by the right to life people, because they know that they're in the minority.
Right.
Also, it's driven by the gun lobby, because they know they're in the minority. People want sane and sensible gun laws, but if you have to get 60% of the people to agree with it, it's a little tougher than 50 plus one person.
Right.
So I don't like issue one because it's anti-democratic, and I spell that with a small d. It's basically saying that a group
50
that has
plus one is not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Now.
And it's going to help the people with money, because they can buy more people. I don't mean they bribe people, but they can put out more ads, and they can work into deeper pockets.
Yes.
And it's really anti
Democratic.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with the party.
Right, nothing to do with the party. I think most Democratic people with a big D probably are in favor of doing away with or not doing issue one. And I have a lot of friends who are Catholic who are very much in favor of issue one because it's something they feel will help them fight the pro-choice movement to put something on the ballot that allows pro-choice to fight the Roe versus Wade debacle that we've gone through. Anyway.
Well, yes, and we've gone through that.
Yeah.
Legal and illegal.
Yeah.
Legal and illegal. You never know which is what's okay and what's not okay.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Yes.
A young woman.
Yes, because, you know, I think that's by state, right?
Yes.
That's by state. So there's still some states that allow abortion. Only unfortunate thing, you have to find the state where it's legal,
yeah.
You know.
And a lot of people don't have the money to travel from one state to another state. And a lot of people don't have the ability to. I mean, quite often this affects, like that young lady, a young even a girl, she was a baby, 10-year-old girl that got pregnant by a rape.
Yes.
And she had to go to Indiana. Now, Indiana wouldn't allow it even now. Their laws are getting stricter and stricter. So, I don't know. People should leave other people alone. Let other people live. But right now, we're not in that situation.
No, we're not. Not in that situation. People are going to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
What they feel like they need to have done for themselves, they will do it. They will accomplish it one way or the other.
Yeah, and a lot of people think what they need isn't, if they would think it through, it probably isn't what's best for them and their family.
True. Yeah. So true.
I know a lot of guys that would be really upset if they decided to close bars on Sunday. Now, I grew up with bars being closed on Sunday.
Yes, we did. Everything was closed on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Everything was closed, except for the churches.
Right, except for the churches.
And you can live without having a bar open on Sunday. You can live with only churches being open on Sunday. All you have to do is stop being so selfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, selfish.
And that's going to be my watchword as mayor. Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. Move forward for everyone.
That's great. It's a good slogan. I like that.
I didn't really assume that was going to be a slogan, but yeah, that's not a bad slogan.
Yeah,
I would put that on myself.
Yes, that's great. That's great. Leave some for someone else, you know. Don't try to get it all for yourself.
Yeah. You know, there is a passage in the Bible, in the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not covet.
Oh, yes.
And we covet more than any country in the world, I think.
Look at all the storage units we have.
Yeah.
Steady springing up new ones.
Yeah.
Not enough storage spaces.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. I like what they've done with our mall out there. They changed Sears into a storage area, and it looks a lot nicer. They've painted
it.
Yes,
it does. But why do we need all these storage units?
I don't know. So
what
that people can hide their
churches. Yeah. We're all greedy, right?
Yeah, or lazy. Too lazy to get rid of it.
My
wife and I have started putting stuff out for the trash man, you know, and it's amazing how many of those things people go by and pick up, if they're, you know, got metal in them or if they're usable.
Yes, you're right. Don't stay on the street too long.
No, they don't.
So true. Now, I don't know if we talked about this before or not, but the Greyhound bus situation, are you aware of that?
I am not.
Not come through Marion anymore.
I did not know that. When did that change?
Oh, it's been a couple years now, maybe three.
Now that I think about it, I haven't seen a Greyhound bus in town.
Right.
I didn't know that they had changed their route. That's too bad. I'm sure it was used. A matter of fact, I used it once.
I have used it before, too. Now you have to go all the way to Mount Gilead.
That's a long ride.
To catch the Greyhound bus or be dropped off there if you're on your way to Marion.
Yeah. Huh.
Which is a great inconvenience.
It sure is. Well, and it's also like our rail system. You used to be able to take a railroad from, you know, just about any large city to any other large city. Now it's only two or three of them in the state that have any rail.
Right.
As a mayor, there's very little I could do about that sort of thing.
Right.
One of the things I will say, though, is that I really want to, as mayor, really want to look into what the possibilities of the city are. I mean, that was grammatically incorrect, I'm sure. Anyway, with the trains that travel through Marion.
Yes, that was my next issue.
They all carry bad chemicals. Not bad chemicals, chemicals that can explode.
Oh, yes.
Or poison.
Yes, toxic.
I went to that, what was the name of that?
Marion Voices Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah, the Juneteenth. And I sat and waited for a train for over a half an hour.
Right.
And now I was given to believe that the city could fine those particular trains a certain amount of money for.
Not anymore.
They've done away with that too.
Yes, they've done away with that. The federal government did away with that.
That's a shame because.
So we're still trying to get overpass. We will be attending City Hall meeting starting in August, the second Monday. We have a group of people who have come together and
we're
all on one front.
Good.
We want something done about that now.
Email me on that. I might be able to make that. Yeah.
Yes, it goes all the way back to 1965. We had we found out that they were working on an overpass way back then for the same area, which is your Kenton Avenue area. If you can clear Kenton Avenue, you're not stuck on that side of town.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay, it's a health concern. Right. Because we can't get any stores on that side of town.
Yeah, that's true.
Bread, water, you know, you're just stuck there.
And if you're on the wrong side of the tracks and you cut a finger off.
Right.
You're going to lose that finger because you're not going to get to the hospital for quite a while.
Or bleed to death. And many people have died because of that situation. Yeah. Yeah. The emergency squads can't get there fast enough if they're held up by trains, you know. So, yes, I will try to remember to give you a text on that.
Okay.
We will be starting
to go
to City Hall. Yes. Yeah. So we want our voices heard. We want something done. If they've been working on this since 1965 and still no overpass, but they're everywhere else in the city, you know, and county.
Well, and you telling me that, I'm a little embarrassed that a couple of things you've told me this morning I didn't know. But that's what a mayor does. A mayor gleans all that information. And that's the type of thing. I'm embarrassed that I don't know it, but now I know it, and now I can do something about it. And that's something that I don't know how Scott Schertzer was able to. He can draw in all sorts of information.
Oh, yes.
Now, there are a lot of people that don't like Scott, and there are a lot of people that love Scott.
Oh, yes.
I'm one of them on the love side.
Oh, yes. But, same here. Yes.
But a lot of people don't like him because he's thoughtful. And he acts thoughtful. I will not be that type of mayor. You will always be able to get a smile from me and a silly response, but I will be thoughtful about things. And I think that's what we need in that. We need somebody that's willing to say, oh, I didn't know that. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. See, the federal government has deemed it not our concern anymore. They've even bought the land that the railroad tracks, the trains travel on now. Mm-hmm. But still, we don't care what you do. Just don't stop us from having our livelihood and our freedom.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, this is a democracy.
Well, right? Our individual vote should count as one person.
Yeah. Yes, and not only that, we want our freedom. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be stuck behind the tracks and we can't even get around them. They will hold that same day you're talking about for hours. That train was on the track. They couldn't even get water for the event.
Yeah, I know it was there for a long time.
Yes, a long time.
Yeah. I got through, but the train was still there.
Yes.
But they let us through.
Right.
But.
And then it closed it up again, you know. And it was shut down the rail system from way around there by Whirlpool all the way to Marion Williamsport Road and under there.
That really cuts a half the town off.
Yes.
Or
yes,
half of the north side.
Yes, it does.
Now,
yes,
that's,
there will.
And most of that is outside the city limits.
That but, way, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it doesn't make any difference. We should all work together, whether
we
it's
should.
Outside or inside the city.
Yeah, because then you're talking about Canton Avenue, Silver Street, and Fairground Street.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are all the poor sections of town, so
of
let's do away with them.
Yes, yes.
Jeez.
Don't care about us.
Yeah.
We're human, too. Don't forget us. You know,
yeah.
We're human, too.
Yeah.
And we spend our tax dollars right here in the city of Marion.
Yeah, you know? Probably more so.
Probably, yeah, you're right.
Because you can't afford to get out.
No. And when we do, we have a lot to buy and try to, you know, buy in bulk. But those are just some of the things that are on my heart as far as Marion is concerned. I know they talk about a lot of drug issues, and there's not much we can do about that. I don't
about
think.
What?
Drugs.
Oh, yes, there is. There are, we can continue, and I'm, it's a very slow process.
Yes.
But we can continue our education of our youngest citizens, and we can continue our police support. I am a very, I am ambivalent about, ambivalence, not the right word. I have mixed emotions about our police. When I see a cop shoot a kid because he's running away because he stole a loaf of bread or something like that and kill a kid, that drives me crazy.
Yes, that's a little much.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I truly believe that policemen, especially in their first year or two, shouldn't be allowed to have lethal weapons. But that's another story. I'm not going to change laws, but I think we can continue. We can continue our education, and it will be very slow. But we can continue our culture too. If we can make life better for the people that don't have as much, that's going to help that. Because why do people take drugs? To get away from their everyday rotten lives.
That's true.
And I took drugs when I was a kid as an experiment, and I was lucky that I didn't get hooked on anything.
The wrong thing. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
And that's the problem right now, is you don't even have to take more than once, and you can die from it.
Yes, you can.
And,
yes, you can.
So if we educate our younger people better that... And not scare education. We should educate them honestly. If you're going to take something, put something in your mouth, you better know what it is and what it'll do.
Yeah. We are out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Candidate for mayor for Marion City. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for listening to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie.